The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Those in our midst who spend money very easily, like Barack and Michelle Obama, probably never personally had to earn much money. Our president and his wife were also probably in the position growing up where their families were poor, and they both were bright students who were financially helped up to and through law school. It's a shame and a public waste that neither one of them could practice law today because both had their licenses revoked for shady dealings. Obama got us into the financial mess we're in now because he never had a real job and never really made any significant amount of money. Since he has been in office, our national debt has increased by more than 35%. Frantically looking for new revenue, Obama is now turning to the death tax, which last year was at 0%, where it should have been, because any funds that the American people expect to leave to heirs have already been taxed. So there should be no death tax. On January 1st, 2011, that's this year, Obama raised the death tax to 35%. Mr. President, you know what you're doing is despicable, and you don't care. Unless speedy action is taken by our Congress, that rate is scheduled to explode to a horrific 55% in just over a year from now while Obama is still in office. How do I know this? Because of the citizens group called 60 Plus, who are asking for donations from the public to kill the death tax. They wrote me and others over 60 who expect to leave some inheritance for their heirs, while the 60 group hopes to permanently repeal the death tax. That recently almost happened. However, underhanded procedural maneuvers by ultra-liberal Democrats led by Harry Reid stopped us from gaining total victory in the Senate despite passing repeal of the death tax by a vote of 57 to repeal and 43 to not repeal. But Reid demanded a supermajority of 60 votes for repeal of the death tax, not a simple, fair 51-vote majority. This current law on the books is a ticking time bomb, and the explosion of 55% will be over more than half of all inheritances to our children and grandchildren going to these big government liberal greedy skunks. I say, Mr. President, for allowing and condoning stealing our children's inheritance, you are despicable. Honorably, that should have been the last place for you to look for more money. 60 Plus must now raise $125,000 to try to kill the death tax, and it's unlikely that that will happen. If all else fails, during the 2012 presidential election, it's most important for all Americans to go to the polls and vote and remove Obama from office, repeal the death tax, and repeal Obamacare. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.
The long-requested book of Kay's commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book, full of Kay's wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.